High above the Panhandle Plains, the historic name Santa Fe is lit in red neon. It's beckoned travelers to Amarillo for more than 70 years. Up close, the name is attached to four huge signs on top of the Santa Fe General Office Building, which was a railway system headquarters until 1989. The signs face north, south, east, and west, the four directions from which railroads chugged in and out of Amarillo. Each sign stands 40 feet long and more than 7 feet high. It's fitting that the historic railroad's name dominates the downtown skyline. In 1887, Potter County was organized and the city of Amarillo established along railroad tracks. The Santa Fe Railway System opened the building in 1930. The 14-story, cream-colored skyscraper was designed by the railroad company architect E.A. Harrison. There's a 2-story monumental base, a 10-story shaft, and a 2-story stepped-back penthouse. The building's Gothic tracery, bronze revolving doors, decorative metal ceilings, and projecting finials easily compare with the details of New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Except for the granite base, the Santa Fe building is faced with terracotta. It's a type of fired clay that can be cast into elaborate molded shapes, then glazed to a permanent finish. Terracotta was popular in the early 20th century as an economical alternative to cut stone. Today, it's as treasured as cut stone because of its rarity and the craftsmanship that's required for its manufacture and installation. The Santa Fe building was renovated for $12 million in the year 2000 by Lavin & Associates, architects of Amarillo. It's now the office building for Potter County, and a reminder of Amarillo's beginning as a railroad town.